I'm here this morning with Rachel Haynes. Good morning.
Good morning.
We met just the other day at the town hall that you organized or co-organized. We want to talk about that. It was addressing the crisis in public schools. Let me tell folks about you a little bit so they have some idea of who you are. You're currently a second grade teacher and a former middle school special education teacher, something that sounds like becoming more rare. We can talk a little bit about that as part of how the cuts affect who gets to do what services are provided in the schools. You also serve on the executive board of the Portland Association of Teachers, and you're the chair of the Social Justice and Community Outreach Committee. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So you organized a town hall.
Yeah, actually, I was listening to Democracy Now! Ralph Nader was on the show, and he said, you know, anyone can have a town hall, and it really inspired me. I thought, he's right. I could just call a town hall, and I really wanted to give an opportunity for legislators to listen to educators and to parents and to students about how continued disinvestment in schools really impacts the classroom and the profession. And so the idea was to invite all legislators on the House and Senate Revenue and Education Committees, and also people within who represented the Portland area. And five legislators attended, and then the community. And it was really set up to have a panel kind of giving the background of how we have come to this place where we're not in a recession, we have low unemployment, and yet we have a $1.4 billion deficit. And all the, you know, extreme cuts that are going to happen to education and social services because of that deficit. And then really the bulk of the time was given to public testimony and for legislators to hear the stories from the ground.
And it was incredible to hear over and over again, not just the context and the content of the harm that's being done and will be done with these newly proposed cuts, but the passion and anger and commitment to public schools that people have.
Yeah.
We actually recorded for KBOO, and we'll have some of that audio in the future on the show, but we will link to the full town hall on our website. Old Mole Variety Hour will give that information to folks at the end. Let's start then with, you know, what is the context right now? I mean, this is not new, and there are some competing forces here. It's not just that there are cuts, but that also the way that funding is being used is not allocated correctly,
right,
towards things that actually make improvements.
Yeah, I'll say that, you know, we've knowingly underfunded education in the state for close to 25 years. So since Measure 5 passed, and I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about tax law because I don't, you know, that's not my expertise, but
we do have that audio.
Yes, yeah. We do. But this is also true for all social services in the state. We have a small, you know, we're all competing from this small pot of money, the general fund. And at the same time as this was happening, also nationally, there's this testing and accountability movement that kind of took hold in public education. And so what we have ended up doing is investing the meager resources we have into outcomes as opposed to actually spending our money on, you know, what directly impacts students. So we're currently measuring the results of our disinvestment. So poor graduation rates, opportunity gap for students of color, English language learners, special education students, students in poverty. And as Senator Lou Frederick pointed out on Saturday, testing isn't going to engage kids and keep them in school. What will engage kids is, you know, reasons to be there and connections with adults. And so, you know, listening to veteran teachers who talked about what it was like before we started disinvesting in school, you know, it was heartbreaking. So imagine if we had seven language options in high school: band, choir, home ec, woodshop, dance, painting, photography, clubs after school, team sports that were free that you didn't have to pay to participate in.
Yeah, my sister talks about that, and I'm always stunned about how much it cost her to allow her kids to actually play sports in their in their high school.
And it's a real equity issue. I mean, it mm-hmm. really does, you know, we talk about this accountability movement was supposedly to close a real gap. And this does not do it, you know? I also think that part of that reform narrative is that teachers and schools are failing, and wrapped up in that is the idea that unions are protecting bad teachers, and if we could just get rid of them, then everything would be hunky-dory. But if anyone understands what unions are protecting, it's due process so that people cannot just get fired unjustly. I mean, that's what they protect. But right. The other side of that is that, you know, this idea that schools are the great equalizer and that they are going to, you know, everybody who graduates is going to get to go to college and have a nice, stable, middle class life. We know that that's not true.
Well, and one thing that comes out in the town hall from teachers is this the level of outside stressors that we are in such a deeply insecure place all over the country, but of course Oregon is experiencing a great degree of homelessness and housing crisis, high rents. We could go on and on, but as school is a part of the fabric of our lives, for parents, for teachers, for kids, it's 9 months out of the year, and everything that's happening on the outside collapses to the inside, and public school teachers then are also expected to manage,
yeah,
to do more, you know, more people doing, fewer people doing more work, but also managing all of the complex realities that kids are dealing with, kids and their parents.
Yeah, I mean, you could really hear that in all the testimony yesterday that, you know, we have teachers who are so overloaded, many to the breaking point, no relief in sight. And as resources shrink, classroom sizes swell, it becomes more and more difficult to make those one-on-one connections and meet kids where they are. We're seeing the effects of poverty, housing insecurity, anxiety over immigration status, news stories about police violence against people of color, building a wall. All of this comes into the classroom. And, you know, I feel we heard yesterday the anxiety, the pain, the anger. These are people in the trenches every day, you know, doing this work that they love and they care so much about, and they're sick of begging for scraps. It has been so long. And, you know, more and more responsibility is piling on their shoulders with fewer resources to accomplish it. And there's really a sense of rage about how deeply unjust our system is. And we see corporations given tax breaks and able to make these insane profits, and people's lives are falling apart. And it's sickening, you know?
Right. And again, we'll direct folks to the audio of the town hall. I really encourage folks to listen. It was a couple of hours worth of time, but I think, you know, being able to hear what the panelists say, breaking these things down, giving the context, deep look at the context that we're talking about here is important to hear. There's of course this other big piece. We have about 30 seconds to deal with the market sickness. Really, we'll probably have to address that at another date. But of course, the attack on public employees, the privatization and market solution to these problems is not what we're looking for. We're looking to fund public schools and make them accessible and viable for all children.
Yeah, and it really is a civil right. I mean, we need to protect this. And I think that we've become, you know, so reliant on philanthropy, and it, you know, that's a couple of really wealthy people making a lot of really important educational decisions that they actually don't necessarily have the knowledge or experience to make those decisions and
right.
guide policy. So,
right.
yeah, revenue,
yeah.
investment,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, excellent. We're out of time. We'll definitely address this again in the future, as the old mole likes to talk about schools, because we love public schools.
Well, thank you yeah. so much for recording and for having me on and really giving light to this issue.
Absolutely. Rachel Haynes, organizer of Death by a Thousand Cuts. A
yeah.
great title, by the way. and people did show up, even though, you know, it sounds kind of gruesome, and it is. This is the Old Mole Variety Hour. It's membership time for KBOO.
500-526-66 or online at kboo.fm.